For those of you from Dillingham, have you been to a basketball game lately? Done any cheering for hometown Wolverines, either the guys or the girls? In fact, Dillingham's high school mascot is the Wolverine. To my mind, the kind of mascot a team can get behind. One that symbolizes a fierce, never say die, never give up attitude. Strength, confidence, and a willingness to fight. That's the Wolverine, a mascot for many schools, and one of our area's more colorful animals. It's also the topic of this week's episode. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. The Wolverine is the largest land member of Mustelidae, the weasel family. They are related to weasels, pine marten, mink, and river otters, to name a few others from around the Bristol Bay region. Wolverines have a heavy muscular build, a large head, relatively small rounded ears, a short, thick tail, and massive limbs. They have long, dense fur that is dark brown to black in color, with a creamy white to golden stripe running from each shoulder down along the flanks to the base of the tail. These stripes may appear as quite prominent or somewhat faded. The throat and chest often are marked by large, somewhat irregular white patches. Wolverines are about a foot high at the shoulder and around 3 feet in length. The males are larger than the females, with adult males generally weighing 20 to 45 pounds and adult females weighing 15 to 30 pounds. They have long, curved claws. The Wolverine is known by many other names in other places, including glutton, Indian devil, carcajou, and skunk bear. The scientific name, Gulo Gulo, means glutton. Famed wildlife artist and naturalist, Ernest Thompson Seton suggested that the name skunk bear was the most appropriate because, in size, color, shape, and smell, the Wolverine suggests a cross between a skunk and a black bear. The smell which he referred to is produced by anal and ventral gland secretions for marking and defense, glands that are common to other members of the weasel family as well. Wolverines are more scavengers than hunters. They are opportunistic, eating just about anything they can find or kill. Voles, squirrels, snowshoe hares, birds, and eggs are all potential meals, though the majority of meat that wolverines eat is carrion. In winter, they travel well on top of the snow. When the snow is deep enough, this allows them to run down and kill smaller or injured caribou and moose, though such occurrences are rare. Catches of prey are covered with dirt or snow and worked over until completely gone. They have extremely powerful jaws and sharp teeth, which allow them to crush bones and chew through frozen meat. In the winter, wolverines rely heavily on moose and caribou carcasses from wolf kills, those left by hunters, and animals that have died of natural causes. They are also able to survive for long periods on very little food. Wolverines seem to have an insatiable need to be on the move, and their movement does not appear to be affected by the presence of rivers, lakes, valleys, or major mountain ranges. They are active at any time of the day and travel extensively in search of food. Home range sizes are quite large, with adult males covering areas of up to 240 square miles. The breeding season is the only time during the year that males and females interact. They are non-migratory, do not hibernate, and alternate often between short periods of activity and sleep. Weather conditions and/or hunger may lead to extended periods of sleep or activity. They have incredible strength for their size and have been known to drive off much larger predators from kill sites. They also have tremendous physical endurance and can travel up to 40 miles a day in search of food. As mentioned, wolverines are solitary during most of the year, except during the breeding season. They mark their territories and are very intolerant of individuals of the same sex within their territories. Wolverines mate in early winter. Females are reported to breed every other year at most. To give birth, females build elaborate tunnels and chambers in secluded high-elevation basins. Oftentimes, these tunnels are in the snow and can be up to 60 yards in length. The gestation period is believed to be from 30 to 40 days. 2 to 4 young, called pups, are born sometime between January and March. The pups are blind at birth and nursed for 8 to 10 weeks. They remain with the mother until the following fall and attain adult size at 1 year. Wolverines are believed to live about 10 years in the wild, and one in captivity lived to an age of over 17 years. Causes of mortality in the wild are not well documented, though trapping, predation by wolves, and starvation all play a part. While their endurance, strength, and ferocity are well documented, wolverines also have something of a folklore status to them, with a reputation that is sometimes exaggerated. They have been known to steal fur bearers from traps and to damage cabins, but these stories are normally the exception, not typical of the species as a whole. And though it can happen, wolverines rarely attack larger predators, such as wolves or bears. Instead, they usually try to avoid these animals. All that said, their reputation is still solidly founded in fact. They are, without argument, a very strong and fierce animal, one that makes them a very worthy school mascot. Of the wolverine, Seton once wrote, "The wolverine is a tremendous character, a personality of unmeasured force, courage, and achievement, so enveloped in a mist of legend, superstition, idolatry, fear, and hatred, that one scarcely knows how to begin or what to accept as fact. Picture a weasel, and most of us can do that, for we have met that little demon of destruction, that small atom of insensate courage, that symbol of slaughter, sleeplessness, and tireless, incredible activity. Picture that scrap of demonic fury, multiply that might some 50 times, and then you have the likeness of a wolverine." For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.